There's a very interesting piece in one of the papers today, and it's just basically asked the question, can having babies really ruin friendships? And what's really interesting, there's one, so they have a journalist, and one journalist is arguing that yes, they can, and another is arguing that no, they can't, don't be silly. Now, definitely, without any doubt, having a baby, be it man or woman, be it mum or dad, when you have a baby, the dynamics of your life changes considerably, and therefore your relationship with friends changes. Absolutely, 100%. But can it ruin friendships, which is the question they're asking? I don't know. I mean, can it? That's what I'd love to get from you. Tell me if it's ruined your friendship, especially, I suppose, with a friend who doesn't have a baby and they haven't gone on to have babies. Especially another couple, I would imagine, if there's two couples really close and one couple go off and have a couple of babies and the other couple don't, socialising is completely different then, isn't it? There's a great quote from one of the papers today, and this is from Martha Kaufman. And Martha Kaufman is the writer behind Friends. And she said, Friends, the TV show, was about that time in your life when your friends are your family. And once you have a family, there's no need for friends anymore. And actually, yeah, because even in Friends, when the baby came along, a couple of the kids, well, there's one kid, that the dynamics changed completely. So there you go. And I want to get this from both sides, from men and from women. Lily Allen was giving out about it during the week as well. Lily Allen was saying that when she got pregnant, suddenly all her, she called them Botoxed idiotic celebrity friends, suddenly stopped ringing her and asking her to go for a coffee or to go out and to this because they thought that her life had changed so completely. So you've had a baby, you're a young mom, young dad, young couple, you've just had a baby, and you feel that maybe you're out of the loop now because the rest of the girls, you just can't go out the way you did before maybe, and for that reason, your friendships fall by the wayside. Your friends change towards you. You change maybe towards your friends. And what about women who don't have a baby, but your friends do? Do you find as well that you're sort of ostracized because you're not going to talk about bowel movements toilet training and food and solids and stuff like that. And you don't have milk on your shoulders. So you're not part of that gang anymore. Also, I was just thinking, guys, when you have the baby, you might have a little group that sort of meets up down the pub, could be on a Saturday afternoon, or watch a couple of the games, or a Wednesday, or there's something you do, and suddenly one of the guys drops out because the baby's arrived. And, you know, and when he comes home from work, he needs to help out a little bit more at home, doing the bottles, changing the nappies, letting her have a little sleep, and he's taking care of the baby. And therefore, his relationship with the rest of the gang has sort of changed completely. So even with guys, yeah, a baby sort of, in some ways, from that little gang may exclude you then from the gang. Think of friends now, not Friends the TV show, but just friends that you've had maybe years ago, and just you've fallen out with them, or it's just completely changed. They're just not as close as they were before. And think about why. Is it because you had babies? You had the little baby. So, answer the question, men and women. And I think, can having a baby really ruin the friendship is the question. But I think having a baby does change friendship. There's no doubt about that. I believe that. And that's in both cases, men and women. Give us a shout on that. 1850 715 922 or text us at 51552. Yes, indeed. Here's an email coming in about babies. Hi, Colin. Of course, having babies changes everything. It changes absolutely everything. It didn't change my husband's life, though. And that's why he's my ex-husband. You gotta laugh. Yeah. What about friends? Obviously, he still hung on to the friends, did he? He still hung on to the friends and down the pub. And he still, yeah, look, you have the baby. You take care of it. I'm continuing in my life the way it is. Colin, when my friends began to have babies and I didn't, we didn't see that much of each other in those early years. But when their children became older, we got back together again, so to speak. My friend recently had a baby, and when we arrange to meet up, she always invites us over to her house. I feel bad because she's always cooking for us, but she always says thanks a million for coming over to mine again, as if it's a chore. It's actually great for the rest of us, and we're always getting fed. Yeah, I suppose that's it again. If you want to keep the relationship going with your friends, you're going to have to probably change the environment where you meet. Colin, one of my friends doesn't get out much since his first child was born. It has changed all the same. That's from Kevin. Niamh, how are you?
Hi, Colin, how are you?
Not too bad at all. So, having the baby, does it change your... Does it ruin friendships?
It doesn't ruin them, but it does change them.
Yeah.
I mean, I think ruining them means that both parties have given up. But it definitely changes the dynamic if one person has a baby, the other person doesn't, especially yes. if it's a close friendship.
Is it because, obviously, look, if you have a baby, it's all-consuming, especially in the very early months. It's everything. And, I mean, nearly every conversation somehow will get back to the baby.
Yeah.
And is it that you're just not having the same sort of conversations anymore?
I think it is that from the person's point of view who's had the baby, and I think from the person's point of view who hasn't had the baby, they couldn't be expected to understand how completely in love you are with this tiny human being, and I don't think the person who's had the baby should expect them to understand. And that's, I think, where the problem lies, where one party gets all miffed because the other person isn't sending them a congratulations text when their child has done a dirty nappy.
Yeah.
Or, you know, liking every millionth picture they've put up on Facebook.
So you're thinking, come on, I thought you were my best friend, why aren't you ringing about his bowel movements?
Exactly. Yeah. And I think as well, blame has to lie on the person that's had the baby as well, because other people have big things in their lives, and you mightn't suddenly think that the fact that they went out and the great night, you think, oh, right, well, okay, fair enough. And there can be jealousy on both sides.
Yes. Now, I think that's part of it as well, the jealousy. And it does exist. It's hard to admit to it because we shouldn't. But, you know, if you don't have a kid and your friend has a kid and it's a lovely little roly-poly little kid and you're thinking, God, I would love that. But you're also jealous because the child has taken your friend away.
Exactly. But you're also jealous because you've been up three nights in a row, you probably haven't been able to have a shower in 3 days, and then you watch your friend going out having a great time, and you're thinking, oh, God. And so the jealousy can be on both sides.
Yeah, 3 a.m, you're on Facebook, and you see the pictures they've just put up of them partying all night. Oh, what was the name of that cocktail again? We're all going
off.
The
check-ins.
Yeah, 11 check-ins. Yeah.
Your check-in is at the cost again. your check-in for the first year.
Which side are you, Niamh? Do you have kids?
I do. I have two kids. So I definitely be on the side of the feeling jealous of the people that get to actually dress up and go out.
But is there a friend, without naming names or whatever, or will there be a couple of friends that you just don't see anymore?
Oh, absolutely. Right. A huge amount of them. But it's not their fault.
Yeah.
They're in a completely different place to me. They're able to do things that I can't do. And whereas they'd be very good and they'd still ask.
Yeah.
But I suppose after the 16th time you've had to say no, they just kind of get fed up. And I understand it. I do understand how different it is.
And would you get annoyed with them not understanding what you're going through?
Oh, no, not at all. Because I can't really put myself in their space. Mm. So I can't expect... You can't expect somebody to understand something they've never experienced. I never understood what it felt like to have a child until I had one.
Yep.
I used to laugh at people that would be saying, oh gosh, it's incredible and you'll never forget. And you're like, yeah, okay. Until you have the child and then you realise it. So you can't expect people to understand something they don't know.
There is that, and I've been on both sides, you know, when guys did have kids, and you go down the pub to watch a game, and they're bringing pictures, and they're just talking, and they're going, and they're getting weepy and everything, and you're going, oh my God, what is...
And they're so proud, yeah.
Yeah, and they're so proud, and my son will play for Ireland one day, and you go, oh, come on, just have a beer, will you? But then, when it's your turn, you suddenly go, God, you know, I understand why he was just, like, literally in tears, you know, at a Kleenex ad, you know?
I know, yeah.
It is.
He cries at the national anthem because it's just the pride of his country.
Just the pride, because I have a young Irish man, he's my child. So who's your friends now?
My friends will be mainly people that I've met through the children, to be honest, which is such a cliche. Yeah. Such a cliche. But when the only places that you're going is places where kids are, you do tend to gravitate toward people that understand the stage you're at. I mean, all my friends would understand, you know, if you're worried about about your child or if something that you thought just wasn't right, you'd go to those friends. You wouldn't go to the friends that didn't have kids through no... Yeah. Not because you don't like them, but because they just don't understand.
Again, it's and I'm sure this happened many couples. I remember having us when we moved into the house at the start. We didn't have kids when we moved in together, and we basically never spoke to a neighbour for years. Then the kids came along, and suddenly it's parties here and there and talking at the gates, and the kids actually drag you. The kids create a social life for you.
You spend more time apologising to your neighbours when you have kids than you ever did before you had them. My child hit your son.
All right, listen, interesting angle on it. Niamh, thanks for that.
No problem, Colin.
All right, good talking to you. Claire, how are you?
Hi, Colin, I'm not too bad. How are you?
Not too bad at all. Any kids?
No kids.
Okay,
no
so
kids
you're
yet.
So you're on the other side. Good, you're on the other side. Yet you've loads of friends that have kids.
Yeah, I have, yeah.
So is it difficult to keep in touch with them?
It is. There's a particular group of friends now of mine, and they all have kids.
Yeah.
And they're all kind of the similar age. But when we go out, it's just hard to stay interested in the conversation because it's always such and such is after just getting over such and such a bug and so is just after having it and it's awful. And, you know, it's all centered around the kids, which is great. I'm delighted for them. But it's just hard to stay interested and stay awake for the conversation, really.
So do you find yourself then maybe sort of gravitating towards other friends that don't have kids?
Yeah, I haven't seen, I do make an effort now to see the girls with the kids, but it's difficult because I'm working a full-time job and the girls are full-time mothers, and it's hard for them to get time away from the kids to come out to see me. And it's hard then for me to get all the girls around to a certain house because they're babies in all the houses that have to be looked after.
Isn't it funny when you're growing up and it might be school friends or college friends and there could be a crowd, maybe 10, and it's like, guys, we are so tight, we are the best in the world, we are going to be friends forever, that's the way we're going to be, and 10 years later it's going, God, I haven't seen Julie in years, you know.
That's
life just stretches you this way and that way, and you'll never, I mean, you can be very close to some people, but there are times that the kids will always take more time over. Do you think it's unfair that when you do go out that they spend so much time talking? Would you ever go, listen guys, can we just park the kids for a while?
No, I don't think it's unfair, but it's hard to steer the conversation in another direction. Like, I would try to steer towards anything else. What one of the girls are wearing or when the last time they went to the cinema was, or, you know, just steer towards anything else.
I'm wearing this because I had something else on before I came out and then the baby threw up over the shoulder. And cinema, don't talk to me about the cinema. We can't. Now we go to the new mum and baby cinema, you know. So every single conversation can go back to the kids.
That's it, exactly. So you just have to, I do think you have to make an effort. And I do, like, the kids are lovely. They're, gorgeous children, but it's just hard to have something in common with the girls, and it's hard then to go and meet up with them. Sometimes it can be a little bit
Does it make you broody?
No, not at all.
All right.
No,
okay.
God, no.
Sorry. All right. Okay. Would you like to have kids at some stage?
Down the line. Yeah. But at the minute I'm 25 and I have, like, I want to go traveling. I want to do different things. I don't want to be sat at home with a baby. I don't know, not right now.
Yeah. No, absolutely. That's right. Now you realise now there's hundreds of women going, what does she mean? She sat at home with a baby and you can't go travelling. Of course you can go travelling. In fact, while they're under 12, they're cheap. And while they're under 4, you don't even have to pay a seat for them on the airplane, you know?
Actually, that's awful, yeah. But
I know what you mean. You want a little bit of your own life at the moment.
Yeah, I'm enjoying being selfish at the minute.
Good. All right, Claire. Listen, good talking to you.
Thanks, Colin.
All right, take care of yourself. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Stephanie, how are you? Where are you? Have you lost friends because of babies?
No, I was just saying there, I've been really lucky. There's a gang of us there's about 10 friends since school. And we all drifted away and came back, but half have kids and half don't. So when I started having kids, when we'd meet up on nights out, that I put in a rule, can we not talk about kids for the night? Now, I could do it because I had children, but I felt anyone without kids, if they said it, they would come across as mean.
Yeah.
But, like, to be fair, like, I could talk about my kids for the whole day and night and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Others, it's not that interesting for them. You know, like, funny stories, fine, but, you know, we don't want to be hearing about what we're eating and what the kids are eating and, you know... So, and we've so much more in our lives to talk about, as well as, you know, how the kids are. So, I just felt for anybody without, it'd be much more interesting night out.
So, what is the rule? Is the rule that we park the kids completely? Any conversation about the kids is parked, or are we just we are considerate for people who don't have the kids?
Yeah, well, that's like what I used to say, right? You know, ask, cool, how are your kids? Good, yeah, no bothers. And then after that, move the conversation.
Yeah.
So, and we try and keep it onto easier things. Now, we haven't met up as much as we used to, without a doubt. But when we're out, like, it's much better to just chat about random things and, you know, like the rest of the lives that's going on. You know?
See, I'd say that's more apparent in girls that meet up than guys, because I'm actually just thinking now, and I mean, the guys that I meet up, and we'd have a few beers or whatever watching a football game, and they all have kids, but when I come home, my wife will say, now, did you ask John about such and such, and I'm actually going, oh gosh, do you know, I couldn't even remember the name of the kids. And I go, she's not asking about, she was sick last week, and I go, I couldn't remember the name of it. Look, we were watching a football game.
Exactly, you know. That's what you talk about anyways, is just the football or sports, so... Yeah, no, it definitely is a girl thing, without a doubt. Yeah, it is.
I'm even thinking when the kids were really small and I was going out with the lads, it really was sort of the first 5 minutes was how's, you know, yours and how's that. Okay, everyone's fine, great. Now, let's get
on to
politics.
And it makes it more interesting. Yeah, things like nowadays, though, I find I can't just pop and meet people for coffee, but what we've all started doing is going on, you know, group texting. And that's become hilarious, and it's a really good way of keeping people back in the loop who have lost out. With people abroad now who are on our Viber group texts and friends we went to school with again, and we're all in this big massive thing. So it's becoming very funny, and it's a really good way of staying in touch when you can't meet them as regularly as you would have.
That's good. You know? That's good.
Yeah, no, it is good.
Okay, listen, Stephanie, thanks for the call.
Cool, not about it, thank you.
Alright, take care of yourself.
See you later.
Yes, with just loads of texts coming in on this as well. Yes. Oh, here's Aaron. Aaron, how are you?
How's things, Colin?
Not too bad at all. Yeah, come on now, tell me, having a baby from a male perspective.
From a male perspective, well, I find that friends were good at the start, and very understanding, but as the months went on, they were kind of living their own lives, whereas I seen it from my partner's point of view, females, they would plan nights out well in advance, months nearly in advance, whereas with the guys you would get a text at the drop of the hat, and you would miss out on a lot of nights out, even football matches and that. But I found the solution to the problem, and that was to make friends with other guys with babies, even if they were slightly older. But they understood, and they would send you a text well in advance, you know, if you want to go out, so you could organise babysitters and whatnot, which is good. Like, I'm still friends with my old friends, but they're kind of living their younger lives, whereas I'm kind of, more responsibility, so I can't just do what I used to do.
So you had to almost make this sort of conscious decision to change your friends.
Absolutely,
Wow, it's interesting. And did you find the friends that you ended up with, these guys that have kids, would they express the same sort of opinions that they found that they had to change their friends as well?
I never delved that deep into it with them. I just kind of, I met these other parents, other fathers, and got on well with them. Obviously, you have something in common, and just developed a friendship. And I suppose never really kind of... mentioned it to them, but just got on, and they, as I said, they understand, and you're on the same wavelength.
And the entire evening, amongst guys, well, my experience is the entire evening isn't conversations about the kids.
No, not at all. It's obviously they would come up in conversation, but it's more, I suppose, you're getting away, not in a bad way, but you're escaping from the fatherly responsibilities and duties. And, you know, you're talking about what guys talk about when they're out, which is football and everything else. You know, you're kind of back with the lads for that few hours, you know.
It's guy time, but you've organised it in a way that baby is taken care of, mom is fine, babysitter's in place, everything's okay. But, hey, now I can breathe easily and have guy time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that. I know that. Been there. Aaron, listen, thanks for the call.
Thanks, Colin.
All right, take care of yourself. Babes, babes, babes. Friends and babies more. Friends and babies. Colin, my life has totally changed since having kids. I'm now a stay-at-home mum. Friends distance themselves from you. I can understand why, as you're not going out as much and your spur-of-the-moment decision-making the option, or your spur-of-the-moment decision-making option is gone. I love my kids, but I do sometimes feel very lonely. Yes, Colin, babies change everything. We had our first baby when we were 20 to 23. One of us 20 and 23. All our friends went travelling and lived their young, single, carefree lives while we were changing nappies and working to pay the bills. We hadn't money to jet off on weekends away with our friends, and so they eventually stopped asking and we got left behind. Years later, our family are older and we have the freedom and the money to go out, go away for weekends, but now all our friends have babies and they can't go out and instead meet up for baby play dates. So we're out of the loop again. Well, you got to start thinking about what Aaron was on. He was very interesting. He said that he found out eventually, being a guy that had a couple of kids, that he needed to meet other guys that had kids as well, because then they really understand. You don't just sit the night just talking about the kids, but at least they give you a couple of, maybe a week's notice before you have a beer or whatever to get yourselves babysitting, organise, all that sort of stuff. Colin, it really does my head in when friends are so happy to have a night out without kids and spend the whole night speaking about their kids. Uh-huh. I'll give you another one here. Colin, I had my child when I was 19. Now he's 17. My friends both had their first child last year. And we sit in the pub now talking about how great their child is. But 17 years ago, they didn't give a rat's ass what my son was doing. So I don't want to waste my Saturday night hearing about their sleeping habits. Okay. Believe me, Colin, some of us mums are bored by the nappies potty training and ooh, how advanced little Naomi chats. I glaze over when out with the yummy mummy gang. Give me the chat with my single friends every single time. That's from Grania. Yeah, I suppose again, yeah. Of course there's the mums that go out and it's like, oh, come on, guys, we're away from the house. We the baby with us, but they're asleep at the moment and can we just talk about something else? Anything else? All right, if you want to get to us, 1850-715-922 or text us at 51552. I was actually thinking as well, because I was watching yesterday the US Office. I'm up to season 7 now, where Pam and Jim have the baby, Cece. And it changes there. It's interesting the way they even do it in the office. This is the American office. It changes their lives completely as well and changes them going out, and they can't just go down to that local bar anymore. When they go to a party, they have to bring the baby with them. And it's changed even the way the guys in the office actually sort of socialise with them. The dynamics have changed completely. Really interesting. I mean, I know it's just a comedy, but it's more than that, actually. But it's really interesting the way they write about it as well. It works really well.